From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, said swine flu is already making a strong comeback. When it first hit last spring, emergency rooms faced an onslaught of people worried that they were infected. That's happening again now. Some people do need hospital care, but some would be better off at home. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports on an effort to help people figure out if and when to go to the hospital.
Pediatric emergency rooms in Atlanta are feeling the onslaught. Some are struggling with twice the normal number of patients. That's pretty close to what happened in New York City last spring when swine flu hit the city early and hard. At Mount Sinai Hospital, emergency room doctor Lynn Richardson experienced it firsthand.
We were seeing double our normal daily volume in the emergency department through 5 or 6 weeks in the spring. We were all physically exhausted from trying to work enough hours to have enough staffing to keep up with the flow.
Richardson says some schools sent healthy students and teachers to the emergency room to get things checked out, an approach she calls extremely dysfunctional. Dr. Arthur Kellerman, a professor and emergency room doctor at Emory University, says it wasn't just New York City. In hard-hit areas across the country, lots of people who weren't really sick flooded emergency rooms. They thought they were playing it safe. Not so, says Kellerman.
You're not playing it safe if you go to an emergency room and a crowded waiting room with mild or minimal illness from the flu, because in fact, you may spend hours there, you may catch something while you're there, and you're blocking access to people behind you who may need that ER far more.
What would help hospitals survive the return of the new H1N1 swine flu is a way to sort people out, Kellerman says.
We need to get the sick folks where they need to be, and those who are less severely ill, to give them the reassurance that they can take care of themselves at home.
Kellerman and like-minded doctors and nurses met recently in Washington to come up with a series of questions that people can use to decide whether to go to the hospital. The first questions: do you have a fever plus a cough or sore throat? No, and you're home free. No way you have flu. Yes, and you're asked about severe symptoms: difficult breathing, persistent vomiting, or other problems, and the recommendation is an ER. No serious symptoms, but you have diabetes or are pregnant or have other health conditions? The advice is to see a doctor. With regular flu and no complications, staying home is best. Health literacy expert Ruth Parker of Emory University tested the questions as she dropped her kids off at 3 colleges last month. She came to a conclusion: don't ask college kids if they have a fever of over 100.4 degrees.
People who are in their teens and young adults at college are not using thermometers. As a matter of fact, what I found out is most of the ones I interviewed had a parent, usually a mother, that had packed one in their college things. And I hate to tell you, but most of those are in the trash can.
So she came up with a new idea. Just ask them if they feel feverish. She learned one more thing. Call the new flu swine flu instead of H1N1. When she said H1N1, no one knew what she was talking about. This approach to help people decide whether to go to the hospital was endorsed earlier this week by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Parker, Richardson, Kellerman, and others are working with public and private organizations to have something up on the web and available by phone soon. Meanwhile, good news for people who'd rather avoid getting swine flu in the first place. Federal government studies have shown a single dose of the vaccine can be protective in as few as 8 to 10 days, far quicker than had been thought. The vaccine is expected to be available by mid-October. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.